Anyway, we've been doing the some of the best of 2003 since our last live show today, and I think the Ted Williams story. Everyone knows the Ted Williams story, don't they?
Oh, God, yeah.
The son who signed to freeze the head. I mean, what a grim scenario.
Horrible.
The head was cut off. There were all kinds of fractures in it, holes drilled in it.
God, horrible.
And amazingly, we were able to get Ted Williams, and I don't know how they did this, but apparently they unfroze him, and we were able to get him on the phone. I don't recall exactly how this happened, but this is another big news story from early 2003. Mr. Ted Williams from beyond the grave on the Riff.
Ted Williams, God, what a sad story in Sports Illustrated. You cannot believe this.
And as I say, this morning I was coming in, there's been these atrocities. I mean, I heard, I don't know if it's that the son crapped down his neck into the torso. I heard that. I don't know if it's true.
Sports Illustrated, the new edition with Bill Parcells, talks at length about the neo-separation, the beheading of Ted Williams, and all the people from Alcor who were in the surgery,
in the operating room
watching this, taking pictures of Ted Williams' head. And then they drilled the 12 holes.
Yeah.
They drilled holes. That was to check on his brain matter and what condition it was in.
No. Well, as they're ruining it.
Then they discover that they've cracked his skull in multiple places.
Of course.
While drilling.
That's real nice.
Can you believe
that? Probably drilled a hole too close to the other one, just like with lumber, you know, and you create that crack.
This story is so awful.
There was no thought. The son has no carpentry skills at all.
Well, the son didn't drill the holes. It was actually Alcor that drilled.
Is it Alcor?
Is it Alcor that drilled it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the kid didn't do that.
The kid
did crap down his neck, though. What you heard earlier was a report.
Okay.
Roberto Giacina had that story.
No question. That's right.
His son crapped down.
Into the torso. Into the torso.
You could tell how uncomfortable Roberta was reading that, and I respect her a lot as a journalist.
And not only that, she had to say defecated.
I know.
It's just...
I love hearing about her drive in from Romulus.
I know. Yeah, me too.
Heads up!
Anyway, we're going to call Ted. He apparently has been thawed out, and he's speaking out about what's going on at Alcor.
That's the other news.
Yes.
Exactly.
Actual audio. That's the son you're going, God, that's sick.
Oh, that's terrible.
He's taking calls. He's never been a big guy to do interviews, but boy, after having his head cut off and being put in liquid nitrogen or whatever.
Jeez.
I can understand why he's probably speaking out against this. He's probably glad to be alive on the one hand, but...
Well, sure he is.
It's just a head.
Well, he wanted to come back years and years later, though, when science, you know, when the whole world was a better place.
Exactly.
Come back right away. It caused him to have to come back early.
And Sports Illustrated with just the grim... So you got to read this. It is just a grim story about Ted Williams and his stupid brat.
Terrible.
Who forged his signature to put him in this place.
Isn't
this cryogenics place.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well, I spent some time in the Mudville night.
Ten ball game.
Splenda here.
Ted?
Yeah, it's me. Well thought of. It's just my damn head. Go ahead or hello, whatever.
Ted, it's Drew and Mike on WRF Radio in Detroit. Wow. What an honor to talk to you. Did we wake you up there?
Oh, hell no. I didn't sleep a wink. I'm still freezing, for Christ's sake.
Hey, what's that echo, Ted?
Oh, maybe that's what it sounds like when the greatest living frozen hitter is reduced to doing interviews as just a head and a f***ing lobster pot. Could somebody please get me out of this lobster pot? I may be just a head, but I'm still Ted f***ing Williams' head.
Well, all right, Ted, I'm trying not to laugh. This is just so awful. Why did your son do this to you?
You got me, Christ. Maybe if I hit 500, he'd just bury me or cremate me. Or maybe if I'd been a 40-40 player like his idol, Jose Canseco.
What a punk, man.
Lather ass. What a lather ass.
Well, how could anybody freeze their dad?
I don't know. It blows my mind. What my lather ass son's final words to his father were.
What?
This is how cruel my son is. He says, Dad, I just want you to know before you die... Joe DiMaggio, suck my ass.
Why would he say that?
Just to get my goat. Why do kids learn to talk that way? Jose Canseco. We thought Jose was something special because he nailed Madonna. What a tot.
Well, who hasn't? Who hasn't banged Madonna? And didn't DiMaggio nail Marilyn Monroe?
Don Tootin.
I thought so.
Monroe versus Madonna. Give me a break. Joe D will roll in his grave when I say this, but I'm sorry, Joe. Monroe could suck a head through a garden hose. let me retract that. She could suck a medicine ball through a garden hose. Mansfield, both of them make BJ Hall of Famous first ballot. Damn it, if I can figure out how to unfreeze my body, I'll wring that punk's neck. That's what he needs.
Well, how can anybody freeze their dad? I can't understand this.
Young fella, that's not the worst of it.
Well, what could possibly be worse than this?
He's hitting 257. And he feels like he's wearing the golden glove. 257. A-ball, what a piece of kid.
Jeez, Ted. Is there anything we can do for you from Detroit? I feel bad.
Do you have any connections to get one of those Garth Brooks headsets? My body back. I've yelled at every headless torso that walks by. Nobody's even turned my way.
That is so sad.
Did you say you're in Detroit?
Yeah.
Would you tell Kayline I sure could use some company here? I promise I won't let him drill holes in his head. And tell him baseball's really traveling liquid nitrogen. I'm serious.
Where have you heard how bad our Tigers are this year, Ted?
God, they can't hit.
Oh.
I could sit my head in the on-deck circle, send my torso up and yell, swing, and hit the...
I bet you could. I mean, hey, Ted, this is an unpleasant question, but why did they drill 12 holes in your head?
You got me. I wonder if the guy didn't have an 11-day hole hitting... I wonder if the guy didn't have an 11-day hole drilling streak he was trying to keep alive. Tell you though, young fellow, the drilling wasn't the worst part.
What could have been worse?
The owner of the cryonics place was having a party for his big shot contributors.
Yeah.
So he thinks it would be wicked cool to let contributors over 50 G's play pepper with my head.
God, that must have hurt like hell.
Don Tootin. And painkillers are $16 a pop here. That's more than my meal money in 41.
So you were alive for this pepper game?
Barely.
Yeah.
I'm just starting to thaw out. It's like waking up after a 14-month nap. I'm a little cranky. Next thing I hear, the crack of the bat, searing pain, and then just this eardrum-bursting noise. When my head is a fly ball, every hole in my head makes an ear-splitting whistle. Not to mention I'm colder than opening day in Beantown.
Well, it probably didn't help if they shaved your head, did it?
Do you know why they shaved my head?
No, why?
So they could magic mark a seams on my head so they could pick up the ball better.
Ted, I just can't bear to hear any more of this.
If I find out these queers have shaved my prick, If you talk to these gutless freaks, you tell them not to drill any holes in my dingus. One is plenty. I'm frightened to even think about my private parts. Whatever they are, where is my c***? I want my manhood undisturbed.
Ted, it may come down to money to get what you want.
I heard my punk kiddo's $125,000. Do you know that's more than I earned in 1961, my final season? That stupid kid, if I had a nickel for every light he left on, I could pay it off right now.
Well, do you have any of your memorabilia to sell?
How would I get it?
Sorry, I'm sorry, I forgot about that.
I am learning to sign my name with my tongue. And in fact, I got physical therapy right now, so I'm going to have to go. But stay in touch, guys. I need somebody to look after me.
All right, well, good luck, Ted. God.
Thank you very much, guys.
Okay, man, we'll see you, huh?
I'm done. Hang up the phone.
We will.
I need pepper like I need another hole in my head.
Okay, Ted, we'll see you, man.